help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 837. 837. Repent, awaken, souls, repent. Hear the good tidings God has sent of sinners saved and sins forgiven and beggars raised to reign in heaven. Hymn 837.
Let us read the Word of God, the Psalm number 139. Friends, one's been pondering and reading in Genesis 16, and you may know what is recorded there. How the maid said, "Thou God, seest me. But thus tonight, for the need to be shorter in the reading, perhaps we just read the 139th Psalm. Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sittings and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thine hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. May the Lord bless to us his word, or may we be favoured to know those blessed things we've read, and also be aware of how God seeth us through and through. May we now have prayer. We pray to God to give us prayer. O Lord God Almighty, thou great God Jehovah, the true and living God, the God that made the world, the God that speaks and spake and it was done, commanded and it stood fast. Oh, thou the God with whom we have to do. Do hear us now, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. Look in mercy upon us, Lord. You know with how we felt this in listening to our brother's prayer. Now he has prayed, and Lord, we trust we are praying together. In this service now, Lord, we pray it may be proved to be a divine appointment. Oh, even a time, an appointed time, for thy favour to be known and felt by many souls, could it please thee? Oh, we would say, Lord, in desire, even each one. Oh, we thank thee for the favour we come together again. Thou hast lengthened out the brittle threads of our lives. Oh, thou hast, we hope we can say, we would not say it wrongly, presumptuously, but Lord, we trust we can say, grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. We pray especially we may have the grace of faith in exercise, for we know we cannot do anything to please thee without faith. Without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And, O Lord, like we've been singing, that he's rewarder of all them that diligently seek him. Oh, we seek thy face now, Lord. Look in mercy upon us each we beg. We come, Lord, confessing our sins. Oh, how important it is and vital it is that each of thy people shall be brought to be in confession and repentance like we've been singing. Oh, we beg thee we may truly be sorry for our sins. We may confess them and repent of them, which can only be by thy granting that repentance. Oh, how sweet and sacred the theme, Lord. Godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation that needeth not to be repented of. Oh, Lord, do so grant this favour, Lord. We may be looking away from ourselves to thyself, Lord, to thyself, Lord, away from ourselves, each of us, to thyself. And all that wonderful theme that comes to mind and is so much a wonderful favour when we're pondering it. Oh, there's mercy for sinners. Oh, Lord, oh, we do beg and plead. We implore thy mercy, Lord. And, Lord, the sweet theme of on mercy, those mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell. And Lord, that we come together to worship thee, our triune God. Oh, we trust with many of us here it's upon what we've been blessed to experience of the riches of thy grace that has brought us to so desire to be in praise. Oh, to praise thee, God from whom all blessings flow. Grant us real worship here tonight, Lord. We may praise and bless thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forevermore. Come and suit thy blessing to each soul, Lord. Thou knowest what each case is in need of. Oh, we pray we may truly, in reality, be in need. For, oh, the feeling of need has a witness in it and with it. Oh, the need of salvation. The need of another touch, a token of thy love. Oh, we come with our confessions of our sad, solemn falling and slipping and backsliding. We are troubled because so much we seem to be under the ways of the old nature. Well, Lord, we do pray that in the time of this service, the old nature may be subdued and we may know the favour and we may know it more and more in more days and times. Oh, the favour being in the favour of reigning grace. Come, Lord, to us each and reign o'er us as King and accomplish thy will. We do humbly trust, we understand that thy will is for thy people to be blessed and to be prepared in time for that eternal weight of glory which thou hast so appointed is laid up for them. They shall, come to that wonderful blessedness to be home with thee in heaven forevermore. Oh, we pray we may be led in that way everlasting, Lord. Oh, in exercise and concern day by day. Oh, that we may be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, so do come and bless souls here tonight, Lord. Oh, we pray for dear young friends, the young ones in the families, Lord, the children, young people, Lord. Oh, them knoweth what tremendous days they are come to be in time in, born in these times. Lord, what solemn times they are. We do pray thou wilt keep them from the evil of this sin-bewitched world. Oh, we know everyone is born with an evil heart of unbelief, born dead in sin. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how we are by nature. And we are aware of this and understand this and the need to pray for them, Lord. Oh, could it be thy purpose and will to manifest them as thy children? Oh, Lord, as those thou hast set thy love upon. Oh, we do pray and watch for the time of their quickening into newness of life. We would humbly trust there are those who have been born again, born from above. And Lord, those that have been brought in this way of wonderful favour of God under the love and kindness and purpose of God, oh Lord, they will then be in a concern and a need to pray. And Lord, do help them to pray and give them answers to their prayers. We pray for them, Lord. We pray that thou wilt give them to pray. Oh, thou knowest their loved ones and their friends and theirs, and some have gone their own way. And Lord, we do carry much weight and burden for their never dying souls. Oh, we look for thee to manifest them as quickened. Oh, Lord, according to thy will. Hear us, Lord, for many, Lord, we have to carry day by day, and we would continue to carry them and pray for them. You know, with all the things of sadness in these times, Lord, oh, the sorrows of the way, thy people have much to feel, so many sorrows in the way. But Lord, oh, we pray that thou wilt so grant that favour. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. You know, we need it personally, Lord. Oh, so much sorrow of heart through indwelling sin. Lord, we do pray thou wilt bring us into the favours of the blessed liberty of the gospel and joy and peace in believing. Oh, sinners needing salvation, brought to know that it's Jesus only, none but Jesus, can do helpless sinners good. And as our friend and brother has prayed, Lord, we do pray, Lord, that we might know what he's prayed for. Oh, even the wonderful blessings of the gospel. Lord, how sweet it is, Lord, there's a witness between the two dear deacons here. Oh, our dear friend prayed, and then our dear friend who is giving the hymns out tonight, told us the first hymn, and wow, so much in it, what the dear brother was praying for. Oh Lord, thou knowest we do seek here tonight that souls may be blessed. Or there may be those favours so felt, known and felt, and that their minds from this and through this favour, these favours being known, that thy people may more and more desire and being exercised to worship thee, to praise thee. Help one personally, Lord. Help each of our friends, or that we may be living to thy praise. And Lord, as we were trying to preach last evening in the place of our dear beloved friend and brother who was not well enough feelingly to take the journey, and Lord, we do pray, come to the point as we were favoured in attending a lovely wedding day on Wednesday, and then last evening we felt the word to so be so a reality and a desire. Oh, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Oh, Lord, as we come together tonight, are there any here who can so be led in that, in pondering it and considering it and in communion and access to thee, Lord, asking thee, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Oh Lord, do so bless souls that they may surely feel favour. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Oh, we do want to be in that favour, leaning upon thee. Lean, oh, like the one, the dear beloved one coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved. Oh Lord, and that thou, the beloved, the bridegroom, may speak. Oh my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. Lord, oh, may we not be neglectful in rendering praise, in blessing the Saviour's name. We have so much to confess of our shortcomings, but Lord, may it be a concern to us each that we are living our lives and going on fast toward the end of our lives. But we do pray we may be obedient to thee, Lord, to thy commands, and Lord, to so love thee and desire to so bless thee and to show forth thy praise. Oh, to deny ourselves and take up the cross, our cross, and follow thee. Oh Lord, and even as we're out in the world at the times we need to be in business life, and we pray for those in business life in their having to deal with the world. Lord, may the world take knowledge of us, that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. And Lord, if we have to bear reproach, which many of thy people do much have to bear, oh, may we be blessed in the feeling of the favour of it. All hail reproach and welcome shame, if thou, O Lord, be mine. We pray, Lord, ask for all our friends and friends in affliction, remembering our dear beloved friend and brother Bob, Lord, in his weakness, dear deacon of the little cause at Mount Bewers. And Lord, others, Lord, thou knowest many upon our spirit day by day to remember and pray for and to bear up before thee, Lord. Bless those in affliction. Bless those in much tribulation. Oh, bless thy people who've lost loved ones with comfort, the comfort of thy love. Oh, Lord, and those in affliction and pain. Sanctify the pain, Lord, to the blessing of their souls. Oh, we think of that word of the apostle. He will with the temptation make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We thank thee for thy restoring mercies, Lord, to our dear friend and brother. And oh, a few words of conversation we've had, Lord, and I. And Lord, we pray thus for all in affliction. Oh, that we from the affliction take the curse in using it for good. We know that all things work to good, together for good, to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. So, Lord, help us ever to praise thee, thou kind and good and gracious God, our dear Lord God, our Lord, our life and our all, thou art Lord. Oh, we pray for our country, Lord, who knoweth thee. Tremendous days, as we have pleaded already, we're living in, Lord. We pray, help our Prime Minister and government. And Lord, do help and be with our King. The King, God, save the King. Lord, oh, we do pray. Oh, and Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. You know, with all the terrible things taking place in the world and our involvement in those things, in the way of air providing armaments, and oh Lord, thou knowest the terrible onslaught upon Israel. Oh Lord, we've mentioned the words relating to the maid in Genesis 16, and we know that one that was born was killed, Ishmael, and we know it's stated he shall be a wild man. But Lord, oh, we feel greatly concerned for all the tremendous loss of life and so many ushered into eternity. Lord, oh, we beg thee, we plead thy word. Thy word is wonderful and good. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the end of the world. Oh, he maketh wars to cease. Lord, thou alone canst do this. But Lord, we know thou art never in any way wrong in thy permissive will or thy sovereign will. Oh, what thou dost is ever best. So we bow and tremble as we pray in this way. Lord, but do bring peace. Could it be thy will? And Lord, oh, we pray for people caught up in those terrible circumstances. No, any of thy people, thou dost know. We think of how, Lord, how thou, the dear Son of God, did say, thou dost know thy people, and there are those not of this fold, and them also I must bring. We know the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And we specially pray for thy people, Lord. We pray, do help them. Do we pray for all those who love our Lord in sincerity. And oh, we pray for thy dead elect, Lord, that we pray believing the time will come when thou wilt quicken thy dead elect and bring those other sheep that are not of this fold. And Lord, any that have gone their own way, thou wilt bring them back like the prodigal, the blessed parable of the prodigal son. Hear us, Lord, for all these things we beg thee. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask, especially remembering a dear friend in affliction here. Oh, do apply the means for him for his good. Help him, bless him. And, oh, Lord, if thou could so yours there be the healing. And knoweth how we think of our son-in-law who in Addenbrooke's hospital had the massive operation. And it has been such a very good success. Lord, oh, we're still looking for what we want to see. in spiritual favours, could it be thy will? Hear us, Lord, we beg thee, forgive anything we've asked amiss. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Continue with hymn 756. Exceeding precious is my Lord, his love divinely free, and his dear name does health afford to sickly souls like me. Hymn 756.
The Lord may help me, friends. I would direct you to consider with me some words in the psalm we've read. That is Psalm number 139. And the verses 17 and 18 particularly. Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. As we made mention in that moment or two before we began to read tonight, hear the word, we pondered especially upon the 16th chapter in Genesis earlier today, and those words particularly that the maid spoke, "Thou God seest me," this seemed to be also as agreeing in way of cross-referencing and so on to some of the words in this psalm. You see, in the earlier verses we have the psalmist stating how it says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither should I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there." And this solemn word, "If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea." And this is sweet and wonderful and encouraging. "Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall guide me." Then, of course, we have the words at the end, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Have you been asking to be searched? I believe grace in exercise in the child of God will cause them to want to be searched. No, they need to be searched. And the words of specific friends, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Well, God knows everything about our thoughts. Oh, we have the text, God's thoughts are so precious to his people. Oh, what wonderful things they are that the Spirit leads God's people into understanding and having, even by the Spirit's work in them, the favour to know that God's thoughts are thoughts of love and peace and not of evil, to give God's people an expected end. But, oh, friends, our thoughts, oh, are they very much sad thoughts to you? Our thoughts in the way from the carnal mind, in those things of carnality in the natural person, the old nature. Oh, are we brought to be burdened over the sin that we have so much in our old nature? We're still troubled because we have hearts that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And we know the question is in the word, who can know it? God's people will know it. They will know and feel it. Feel the solemnity over it. Feel greatly troubled over the ways of our old nature. But it is wonderful to me, friends, I believe, that where the child of God is brought to be very troubled and concerned over the ways of their old nature, that exercise is in the new heart and nature of the child of God. You see, you won't be concerned about your ways of your old nature within your old nature, but God has given his people a new heart. And in that new heart and that part of them, they are made concerned. Oh, it's in the new heart and in the principles and the blessings of the Lord known in the new heart and nature where the child of God wants to worship God and praise God and wants to acknowledge, like we have in these words in verse 17. It's the new heart and nature in the child of God that is so blessed to be able and desiring to say and acknowledge how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. You know the sum of them, the number of them, the number of times, the duration of time and the thoughts as God's eternal thoughts move on, his undisturbed affairs, but in everything in love and mercy and his great goodness toward his people. Oh, how great God, the true and living God, he has these wonderful thoughts and they run on, they continue. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. How great is the sum of them. Oh, thoughts of mercy, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give us, can we say it, friends? I hope I can, and you can. Oh, to give us an expected end, to give thee an expected end. And that expected end is perfect expectation of God Almighty, that he will have his people home in heaven with him forevermore. Stepping back a little too, friends, you see, everything the child of God is brought to know will be by the operation of the Holy Spirit in them. And I thought, been thinking today, I've trembled before God today in a way of solemn thinking and pondering. And this is back before one was stopped in my wild career. When I was a young boy walking to school with other boys, they were like their school friends in a way, but I didn't ever have a real close friendship with many. But friends, one day we were walking to school up a little pathway between trees, great elm trees that were beside it, and it started lightning and thundering. And I might have mentioned it before, but it will bear mentioning. As it started lightning and thundering, some of these boys made very awfully, to me, they were awfully solemn remarks, which I wouldn't repeat. They really, what they were saying really made me tremble. You see, I believe I had, and for some of you young people, this may be a help to you. I believe I had a fear of God from my very young days. Oh, you think of the maid when she said, "There, God sees me." I had a fear of God from my very youngest days. I know I had illness of pneumonia two times when I was 2 years old and when I was four. And that was very serious in those days. But, friends, I say this thinking of you, dear young people. If you are brought to tremble before God, that's a wonderful thing, really. It was so solemn to me what these boys were saying. In the face of the Lord, he could have struck us down in a moment. I knew that lightning could have struck us down in a moment. And these boys were saying awfully solemn, sad things. And I felt it so solemnly. But then, of course, we went on, and we went on till we were nearly 18 before we was really brought to be stopped in our wild career. But you know, even at that time, I think of how it was. And those words of the maid really would be rightly applicable to what I felt then. Thou God seest me. But oh, when we're brought to be born of the Spirit and then convicted and convinced of our sin, thou God seest me. Oh, our sin is made more and more and solemnly exceedingly sinful. I believe it is what we read in the book of Proverbs, where it speaks there of the knowledge of the holy, which is understanding. And I believe when God gives that wisdom, that knowledge of the holy, which is understanding, that really makes to the child of God who's being taught by the Spirit, that brings it to be that they feel their sin is exceedingly sinful. Sin against God. Oh, but further on, when we're blessed, when we come into these wonderful favours, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, and great is the sum of them. Oh, when our sin, and we know God sees us, seeth us, and knoweth about every sin. Many sins were committed in ignorance in our early days. But friends, now if we're taught of God, thou God seest me, my sinning. But now it's even more solemn. It sins against light and knowledge. Do you feel the seriousness, friends, of your sins? Do I? Sins against light and knowledge. And we cannot escape out of God's presence. Oh, we've read it in the context. Even taking the wings of the morning and dwelling in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there. But it says, shall thy hand guide me, lead me, guide me. But you know he's also watching over us in relating to how we're living. How we're living, how we're possessing our vessel. Oh, God sees us. And is it a concern, friends, to us? Is it a very serious concern that thou God seest us? But coming on further, friends, the things relating to our sin, the seriousness of our sin, and now that our sins against light and knowledge are even much more solemn than our early sins in ignorance, of course. But oh, as God, in his wonderful purpose, his purposes of love and mercy, brought us to be so favoured, to be raised to a hope in his mercy. You think of these thoughts, the thoughts, thy thoughts, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Unto me, friends. God's thoughts unto me. And now it is acknowledged they are, as we know, we read in similar context, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand of the sea. When I awake, I am still with thee. Oh, how blessed that is. Especially if you had those things, and then the Lord, as he does, give his beloved sleep. And you have sleep, and then you awake, and the Lord is still with you, and you with him, and he with you, in that fellowship and union. I had a favourite day, friends. Not that I want to make any boast about my poor preaching, but it was in 1996, at Uppington Chapel, and I preached there from words in John's Gospel, the first chapter, where it says, relating to the child of God brought to know and believe and in the ways of the favour of God, born not of blood, not of the will of the man, but of, not of the flesh, but of God. And the deacon there was so blessed that day. But what was my thought to say to you? It was a very foggy night, and he pleaded with me not to come home, but I felt I must come home. And he phoned me next morning, and he said, "Lord, it's all still with me, friend." And I say this to God's glory, friend, not unto me. Oh, how blessed this is, what is stated here. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Oh, he with God and God with him. The dear psalmist so blessed. But friends, the line of things we were upon in relating to our sins and how they are more and more made to be more and more solemn to us. I believe if God is dealing with us in love and mercy, he'll show us, you know, you'll pray for it. Show me myself and show me thyself. You need the Saviour. If we know what we are ourselves, when we have those dire bodings opened up to us that we have within us, in the wickedness of our wicked, deceitful heart, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? And what is so brought to be such an innumerable amount of sin and sinning? But then the Lord in great mercy coming, and what precious thoughts they are. The Holy Spirit gives the child of God, as they ponder and meditate upon the wonders of redeeming love. See, God's thoughts unto his people are all upon the agreement in covenant that the Holy Trinity made. The love of God set upon his people. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh, that he came. He came to suffer. He suffered the just for the unjust to bring his people to God. And your sins that are really more and more solemn to you. Oh, God's purpose is to bring you to know. They're all blotted out by the blood of Jesus. This is what we've been desiring in the hymn, friends. Oh, this is what we need. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed so freely shed. One of the hymn writers says, so freely shed for me. We need this, friends, more than anything else. You may have special needs, important needs, but anything of natural need is nothing compared with the need of our soul. And our need of salvation, and our need of forgiveness, our need of pardon, our need, friends, of the application of the precious blood of Christ to our hearts and consciences. Oh, precious also are thy thoughts unto me. God's thoughts, God's will, God's purposes, that the holy blood of Jesus Christ shall be applied to the hearts and consciences of the dear children of God. The way of the Spirit is to bring the child of God into exercise, to be pleading the blood that did for sin atone. Oh, is it in you, friends, in exercise by the Spirit's holy influence in and upon you, that you are seeking salvation in Christ's name? You need forgiveness, you're seeking for pardon. And some of you have been blessed. I think it was last time I was with you, I said, some of you, I believe, have been wonderfully blessed. But, oh, God's thoughts unto you, friends, they're precious, especially precious, of course, to God himself, and precious relating to you. If God has blessed you, if he has favoured you, he, in his thoughts, think of it, he's looking for the witness in and from you as he gives to you the enabling to show forth his praise. He's looking for the trophies of his sufferings. He's looking. He comes down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. He causes the fruits to appear and the spices to flow out. But he comes down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. Oh, can you say? I hope I can. I made mention of it when I tried to give a little speech, a little talk at our golden wedding day. There was a goodly number of friends present, and I tried to speak about the love of Christ, and I tried to make acknowledgement, those two acknowledgements in the Song of Solomon, where the spouse says, "My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies." And it's put the other way round in the second statement, the same words. My beloved is mine and I am his. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Now do you feel the favour of that? Has God communicated that to you? Has his thoughts been made known to you in regard to his love? The love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, sin-born slaves, through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Has the Lord so conveyed this to you, brought you into this? Think how blessed the psalmist is, as it's so shown here, how it is so blessed. It says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God." Acknowledging God's thoughts, acknowledging God's grace, acknowledging God's goodness, acknowledging in this way, in this psalm, how precious also upon, of course, we must not forget the statement from the 15th verse, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Think of it. From eternity to eternity, God's purpose is love. Oh, the preciousness of it, the wonderful acknowledgement of God and his children, his people. Oh, how God's holy purpose, his loving, perfect purpose, his holy will for his people to be blessed, to be saved, to be with him forever. We know in Isaiah it's stated many times, go to it. He said, "This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise." Now, friends, what is so vitally important? Am I among his people? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have we been brought to be earnestly seeking salvation in Christ's name? Is Christ to us the one thing needful? Oh, are these wonderful thoughts God's thoughts? And you know God's thoughts, the thoughts of God Jehovah. Oh, they are, of course, mutual in the way as the Father with the blessed Son of God and the Holy Spirit. Oh, the thoughts of God for his people, according to his will, and for his sovereign purpose that everyone that God has set his love upon must and shall be brought to believe in Jesus Christ and to be saved by grace. But friends, are you among them? Am I? Oh, we do need to be brought to know and to be assured. Oh, it will be a sincere desire and prayer in the child of God. Assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness. That's a witness of the Holy Spirit. Bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. how precious also upon all what was according to God's providence, according to his causing, think of it, causing us to be born. You know, of course, it's the right way, and God gives the instruction of it much in his word. Marriage is honourable in all, and the bed undefiled. The warmongers and adulterers God will judge. And I in some ways feel the shame of it, friends, but you know, we have little great-grandchildren. Who have not been born in, they're born out of wedlock. And it is a sad thing. But friends, they each have a soul. And I pray for them every day. Oh, they've each got a soul, one of them has had an accident today and has got a broken arm in two places. We've had sent to us a photograph of him with his plaster now after the needful attention in Bedford Hospital. Friends, there are many sad things. You may have sad things. Some have more than others. But friends, and it is, I hope, our greatest concern, because we know we personally have a never-dying soul which will live forever. And either be in heaven at last with God in that felicity and joy and pleasures evermore, or all the woes and the pain of hell where the worm dieth not. We're all due to be in hell because of our fallen state as we are born in sin, shapen in iniquity, born under the curse. I was saying in preaching, I think it was last Lord's Day at Clifton, and I made mention of little ones being born. And of course, you've had your dear little ones born, and we pray for them. And of course, it is natural to be listening, mother and perhaps father, if he's present, they will be listening for the first cry. And of course, that first cry is gives us naturally to feel satisfied and thankful there is life. But you know, there is a sense in which that first cry is a cry of death. It is, friends. It's a cry of death because we're all born dead in sin. Oh, it's a witness of death because of the fall. And oh, we do need to be saved from that death, that state of death. And the way God saves his people, when he's set his love upon, he quickens them into life. Do you have, personally, as I put it to you, myself included, do we have witness that we are not dead now as we were by nature? Oh, we born again. Could you sing it? Born I am and born of God. And if we are born again, we are alive spiritually, then of course we have spiritual need. And our spiritual need, of course, is a need for the whole of us, is we need the Saviour. Especially the spiritual need will be given in the child of God to be feeling in need, feeling our guilt, feeling our need to plead for mercy, feeling our need of the holy blood of Christ to be applied to us. I was thinking of the Passover, how it was that blood must be applied, the blood of the firstling of the flock, in a way of type of the holy blood, but not the holy blood. But oh, how then that was to be the way of safety. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. But think of it in the highest way. That was the type. Christ is the anti-type. Christ's holy blood is the holy holy blood of God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, friends, are we under the blood? Are we blessed to know the favour of the application, the precious blood of Christ? Oh, your sins may be very, very great. You feel so greatly troubled over your sins, your many sins, and I do. But oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God's holy sovereign purpose is to bring each one of his people to be clean, clean. Well, a friend I know, love in Wiltshire, was so blessed. He was longing for pardon of sin. He had had tokens of God's love, and he was seeking more earnestly and urgently for pardon of sin. And the Lord so blessed him, applying his word in John's Gospel, and ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Friends, it may be one or another of you like that tonight. The Lord has blessed you, but you perhaps cannot yet feel that real blessing of that cleansing. Oh, pardon, forgiveness. You want it. You want more than you have already. You would not deny God has raised you to a hope. But oh, such a word as those words of the Lord, and ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You know, the way of God's thoughts are to so bring his people into the liberty of the gospel. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. These thoughts, and there's the communion, there's the fellowship. The fellowship, we have fellowship with God through the mediator's blood. And this wonderful fellowship, talking with the Lord, having access to him, having sweet intercourse with Christ. Oh, feeling the wonderful love of Christ shed abroad in our hearts. The favour of joy and peace in believing. These are the blessed thoughts. We know this is Old Testament scripture, but oh, how wonderfully these things were brought to be manifest and declared. John crying, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, the wonderful things recorded, as we know, in the Gospels and in the Epistles, of all what Jesus so did and how he spake. Never man spake like this man, as he's spoken to you, friends. Oh, if he's spoken to you, you will be thinking like this, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. What has he spoken to you? Has he said to you, I love thee well, my child, thou art mine? As he said to you, fear not, I'm with thee. As he said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. As he's spoken to you, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. You see, there is an understanding given in the child of God as relating to God's thoughts unto them, personally known and felt, because his love is in some measure made known to his people. And once you have any measure of blessing, of feeling the favour of the love of Christ, you want more. You want to know more of him. You seek him earnestly, more earnestly. You need him. Oh, and how precious, if you know this, you see, if it's like a meal where we're blessed and favoured with. We try to pray every time before we have our meal, bless us, Lord, with this. We thank thee for this blessing of the good food, the meal. But oh, sometimes we feel the need to add, oh Lord, give us food for our souls. And oh, if you had food for your soul, oh, you know what that food is. It's Christ the Paschal Lamb. It's, as he himself said, made clear statement of it solemnly, pointedly. He said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. The favour, all thoughts of God to grant to his people the favour to feed upon a precious Christ. Oh, to by faith eat his flesh and drink his blood. Oh, to be so blessed above anything of natural food. Oh, how sacred it is to be blessed to know your Lord in these ways, to feed upon him by faith, oh, to partake of him, oh, to partake by faith of the Son of God, who said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. And so if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, God's thoughts. Because God is always thinking according to his perfect will, and always upon the purpose he has to have every one of his people safe home in heaven with him forever. And he working in them, it's stated like we have it, and it's God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as he's working in you, he has, of course, his perfect thoughts. And there they are, by the Spirit, revealed and made known to the people of God, so that the people of God, like the psalmist here, has to acknowledge it. You know, where God blesses, in his time, his people have to acknowledge it. They desire to acknowledge it. And they should acknowledge it. They should not be shortcoming in not acknowledging it. Oh, here the psalmist is faithful. He's gracious. He acknowledges. He says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. O God, Jehovah. O God. How great is the sum of them. And you can't estimate how great the sum of them is. Oh, and thus he says, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Think of it. I used to transport sand, and of course, a great mass of sand when we used to tip the big lorry up and tip it out with a great big heap. But the sand of the world, the whole of the world and all the sand. You see, really we cannot get a great enough example. It says they are more than the sand. Oh, more. The sand of the whole world. Think of it, God's thoughts. Think of the greatness. Oh, especially think of, that we may rightly acknowledge the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Have you been brought in some measure to see and feel the greatness of redeeming love? Oh, that price that the Son of God paid to save the church, to redeem them from sin and death and hell, to save them. To save us, I hope I can truly write it, to save me. the greatness of redeeming love. We can never estimate the greatness of it. We're lost in wonder, love and praise because we cannot. But, oh, we would desire to more and more consider and acknowledge and bless God, praise God. Oh, bless the Lord my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And what he does, who redeemeth us from destruction. Oh, he redeemeth us, friends. Oh, we could never pay the redemption price. Not anything that we could ever try to do can save us. We can't redeem ourselves. We can't redeem a brother or a sister. We are brought by God's grace to be absolutely dependent upon the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, what perfect redemption it is, because it was the blood of God, the price that was paid. We sometimes acknowledge it in these terms, the price his own heart's blood. The blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary. Well, it was begun to be shed in Gethsemane. And then on the pavement. And then the putting upon his holy head the crown of thorns. I've been trimming back a piece of hedge near the chapel, part of it thorny, and because it needed to be cleared up and took away, put it in the back of the car. And I did damage my hands, and the painfulness of the thorns pricked my hands. Friends, think of it. Your Lord crowned with a crown of thorns. You know each of those thorns, really. And then each of the nails driven through his holy hands. Oh, oh, our sins, friends. And like the record is in John, God's people, they shall look on him whom they pierce. Are you brought into these things, friends, by the leading and teaching of the Spirit? These things are the gospel that the servants of God preach. Oh, and I think of it. I think of that Saturday evening after we'd lost their son. And the family and Mr. Field were saying, you can't go. You can't go to Tenterden tomorrow. I said, I want to hear from the Lord what I should do. And the words came, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Thus we were able to go. And we look back to that, friends, and it's still the same, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. And those who are brought by God to be exercised, that God has his purpose and will for them to preach the everlasting gospel, and believe those words may be, the Spirit will reply them, and there'll be very solemnly a word that is to be took and taken notice of. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Paul Austin is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. John Rosier next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1103. O thou that hearest the prayer of faith, wilt thou not save a soul from death that casts itself on thee? I have no refuge of my own, but fly to what the Lord has done and suffered once for me. Hymn 1103.
Oh dear Lord, do forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our service, and especially in the sermon. Oh Lord, do bless thy people. Feed them also, Lord, and lift them up forever. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.